Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Carol Daniel. Time now for the Weekend Wall Street Wrap, sponsored by Stiefel. Stiefel market strategist Matt Bettapaglia joins me. And the markets ended last week on a rather sour note, Matt.
Carol, it was another volatile week of trading last week, basically revolving around trade in the Federal Reserve. For the session on Friday, the Dow dropped 623 points. It was down about 2.4% for the day. For the week, the Dow was down just under 1% and closed at 25,629. The S&P 500 fell 76 points or 2.6% on Friday. For the week, the S&P 500 was down 1.4% to close at 2,847. And then finally, the NASDAQ dropped 240 points or about 3% on Friday. For the week, the NASDAQ was down 1.8% and closing at 7,752.
Again, it was all about the trade war, wasn't it?
Well, I mentioned trade in the Federal Reserve in the open, and we spoke about this on Friday. But basically, China placed a 5 to 10% tariff on $75 billion worth of United States goods. That takes place on September 1st. Then we also found out that China plans to resume a 25% tariff on cars from the United States, and that tariff would take effect on December 15th. We also found out later Friday, after the close of the market, that President Trump raised tariff rates on existing Chinese goods that come to the United States, and that was obviously a retaliatory tariff in response to what China had done earlier on Friday. Then with the Federal Reserve, it was all about the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. Fed Chair Jerome Powell spoke on Friday. In his remarks, there were a couple of takeaways. First and foremost, he did say that the Fed will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion. We have heard him say this before, so that wasn't really anything new. However, he also said that since the rate cut in July, trade tensions have escalated. Well, that's obvious. We just spoke about that. But there have also been more signs of a slowdown in global growth and that geopolitical uncertainty has become more prevalent. Also certainly true. And then third, the U.S. economy, given all that's going on in the world, is actually fairly resilient. Again, we've mentioned that GDP is growing above 2%, unemployment's at 3.7%. And he credited this resiliency to the rate cut in July, as well as shifts in anticipated policy path, of course, going forward.
Matt, let's talk about what investors are looking for this week after a rather rough one last week.
Monday, we get durable goods orders. Tuesday, we get the Case-Shiller Home Price Index, as well as consumer confidence. Thursday, we get a look at GDP, as well as weekly jobless claims. And then finally, on Friday, we get the personal income and outlays report, as well as consumer sentiment.
That is Stiefel market strategist Matt Bettapaglia. Thank you, Matt. I'm Carol Daniel. And that's the Weekend Wall Street Wrap on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.